Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 36 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I asked myself, what do I know? I know that I am called, feeling very deeply, to start with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray to you that these words be yours. They be yours alone, and they be directed to those who need them. May there be an awareness that this is for them. This is a gift given this day. And might it be received just as you are giving it. In Jesus' name, amen. I know that Josie went to her first monitoring appointment this past week at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York. That is where her last treatment was January 21st. And she is called every 3 months now to go and to be checked for any evidence of cancer. When she went, what they did was a scope, a MRI, a blood test. She had to get all cleaned out. They checked her very thoroughly over 2 days, and this was their response. You're great. We do not need to see you again until the 3 months. Your lymph nodes are smaller. Your tumor is gone. There is the faintest white scar where it had been, a reminder of, I believe, what she had been given. Through all she had been gone and went through, this gift of healing, because it is by the grace of God that Josie is healed. Josie's been feeling things in her fingers, especially almost a numbness where she can't tell, she can't feel there. And then it can tingle and hurt. It's called neuropathy. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. It's almost this remembrance of what has happened, what has gone through Josie's body, but in that very same way, in a much more powerful way, there are reminders of what Josie has been going through. So much she has been given. Every single day, what was measured out to her to meet that challenge. God didn't go forward into the next day, but that was given her that day was exactly what she needed. The hope, the faith, the strength for where she was that day. Let us not look too far into the future, borrowing days and trouble into the future. Let us look to this day and thank God for meeting us just where we are, for what we need in this day. When Josie came back and shared all that had gone on at Sloan Kettering, I often find myself writing down things, because I know that when someone goes through something that is a deep struggle, there are things given. There is a closeness with God that things are revealed. And when we are aware, they are priceless, precious treasures. And one thing Josie shared with me was just something, and she'll see me go get a pen, on how friendship works. She talked about developing a friendship and how it can be hard and uncomfortable, and it's work. But if you do give that time and give that effort and give that openness and vulnerability, and the friend is someone you can count on, someone you can rely on, someone you can trust and share your burdens and your joys, it's a priceless gift. And that is your friendship with Jesus. That is what you're given in your Savior. And what I think we need to do is to spend time with our friend. We need to sacrifice maybe a television show in order to receive the gifts that we're being given in this friendship. We need to read the letters that our friend has written to us. We need to spend time and talk and share and listen to our friend, because this is a friend who is worth our time. This is a friend who is consistent. This is a friend who does show up in times of need. We just need to develop the friendship. Amen. Also, just wanted to talk with you a little bit about the gifts that you have been given, the gifts that God has given you. I've been reflecting on my gifts a little bit and realizing I wasn't putting them to use. I wasn't even opening them up, let alone saying thank you, because I didn't even recognize the gift. There are others now who are highlighting to me and helping me to understand the gifts that God has given me. One friend of mine is doing this thing called color analysis. Maybe you've heard of it. I think it was a thing a while back where they drape you in various colors and they see not if the color's good on you, but how you yourself, how your face kind of reflects it. And what I found very interesting is I could not always see what was good on me, but someone else could. Someone else could see something that was in me that I could not see in myself. And I think that is what is helpful also in the friendships and those people that you surround yourself with, helping you to understand some of the gifts you are given that maybe you don't see in yourself, but they see in you. I believe that God is meeting me exactly where I am and blessing my efforts in recording these messages, in sharing and putting into practice what I have witnessed. There are miracles, and I have seen them. I have been there for them. And to be quiet on that is a sin, as far as I'm concerned. That's a tragedy. So I am working on developing my friendship with my Savior. I am thankful that God is meeting me where I am. And something I read today said that God will meet me in the stillness of my soul. I love that sentence. I love that God will meet me in the stillness of my soul, in the quiet, in the time that I spend and commune with God. That is where we will meet. So I am saying that we need to spend time with our friend. I think it's sometimes in the toughest times that when we need our friend so deeply, we forget to seek and rely on them and receive the friendship and the help and the love just when we need it the most. So I'm just asking you today to remember to ask your friend for help. It's not selfish. We are important. We are loved. And there's a difference between God seeing that you're worthy of help and being self-centered. It's very different. I have a grandson, Jack, who will be graduating from preschool in the next month. They're working on a song. And in this song, this beautiful song that he's singing, it says, "When we are one step closer to being the best that we can be, our lights are burning bright because we know who's our guiding light." I love that. Seek out your friend. Open those gifts that you're given from your friend. I'm going to share something else that Josie shared with me when she came back. She really challenged me to think about what brings me joy in a day. This day, not happiness, not this temporary, fleeting, superficial kind of, you know, but joy, that bone in your very core, deep down, joy and peace. What is it that does that? What is it that makes me feel, I've always thought of it like this, almost like a boneless chicken. Like I don't even have bones. I just feel everything is in me that is flowing together, is just as it should be. What does that for us? I found it so much easier to come up with what I needed to do this day. But when I started my day praying and thinking about What is it that brings me joy? It was harder to do. I'm an efficient person. I can tick off those lists. But what is the gift of this day? And how will I open it? Was a new way of looking, a new way of not wasting away and wasting today. For Josie, she answered this in this way. She didn't tell me this was the answer, but as she shared this story, I heard it. When she was at Sloan Kettering and she was in line at the hospital, there were quite a few people there. She was behind a mother who had on a cute jacket and backpack, and she was with her daughter. And Josie didn't know who it was, who needed to be there. But she felt compelled to say something to the mom about her backpack. And the mom responded and was, you know, thankful to hear the compliment, and they began to talk a little bit. What she found out was the daughter, who is 35, has rectal cancer and has a 1 and 2 year old. Such similarities between her and Josie. And Josie felt a stirring. She felt compelled. She felt that I know is when you are being called to a higher level. And later on, she saw them sitting in the waiting room. She was on the other side. Their side was kind of colder, and she was like waving and smiling for them to come over. They didn't get to see each other then, but Josie said she would see them and then they would be missing each other. At the end, when they're standing in the lobby ready to go, Josie said she felt the need to almost run, to sprint to them and to just talk to them and share. And in the end, they exchanged phone numbers. And what happened in that moment, in that day, was this girl, who was much earlier on in her path and in her struggle, her journey, was met by a disciple that God had sent to say, I have been through these things. I am further along, and I stand here, and you could just feel what they saw in Josie and what they felt. That day, they didn't need to be thinking 6 months down the line. They needed the hope of seeing Josie, this light in the darkness that God was sending to them. And in that, they received comfort. I'm going to ask you, what will you do today to discover the joy in the gift that God has given you in this day? It is a gift. Please open it. Don't wait. Receive what's being given to us in love. It is so precious. Amen. It says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say it, rejoice. And in Psalm 118:24, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we know that I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13, let us pray. Lord, may we discover the gift. May we seek what you have for us this day. May we explore the joy that you want us to fully know as we come to know you in a new way. We are thankful. We are praying for all those who need us and who need to have the hope that only you can give. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.